Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is in the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's article is written by Megan Taylor and is titled, You Can Sit With Us and Other Ways to Spread Kindness. Recently, I got a Facebook message from a girl who was really mean to me in school. We were actually best friends for years before that. I'm talking slumber parties, Christmas presents, friendship bracelets, the whole deal. But one school year, she found a new table at lunch and a new group of friends, and seemingly overnight, they were the cool kids with me as their target for years to come. Her recent message wasn't even mean, but decades later, I still had a pit in my stomach when I realized who it was from. Imagine your childhood bully just casually sliding into your DMs as you were writing an article about being bullied and why kindness is so important to you all these years later. Imagine that. God is really funny. In my new children's book, Spreading Kindness Like Betty Confetti, Betty is a girl who constantly goes out of her way to welcome the new kid, Brandy, who is feeling left out at school. Betty tries so hard because she remembers what it felt like to be on the outside herself. This is so important to me because I've lived it. I've often been picked on for being too much, picked last for the team, or not chosen at all. I don't always bounce back quickly from unkind words, but it is God who restores my heart and helps me offer grace and forgiveness to others time and time again. Once, I was the girl looking anxiously around the lunchroom, holding my tray and not knowing where it was safe to sit. Now, I'm the woman who confidently says, "You can sit with us." One day in school, when the mean girls were their meanest, I cried myself to sleep, praying for God to send me just one true friend. Now I can see so clearly how He did all that and more. The Lord so lovingly found a way to send me just the friend I needed to spread kindness like confetti in every season of my life. I think about how God sent me Suzanne on my first day of kindergarten, and now she's a kindergarten teacher herself. And how I met Julie as we changed schools and became the new kids on the soccer team together. The answer to my prayer in this story was Rach, and she still prays for me, even now. In college came my awesome roommate Andrea, and we are so much alike that it's wild. On sorority bid day, I actually wasn't picked at all, but my friend Nicole was waiting for me with open arms and a BFF t-shirt she made to let me know I still belonged. It's not like I've gone decades without hurt feelings or heartache, but friends like these make every burden in life a little bit easier to carry. Even as I entered the workforce, pretending to be an adult, I was new, nervous, and lonely. I didn't know I was about to meet some of the most loyal friends I have ever known. These days, God abundantly answers my grade school prayer with a community of fellow moms and a real-life Brandy, who have become like family. Just ask my first grader. Two of them are his emergency contacts. I pray spreading kindness like Betty Confetti encourages every follower of Jesus, both young and old, to not only pray for God to send us kind friends, but for each of us to be the kind of friend others need. To send the invitation, to save the seat, to make room in our hearts, and to pull up an extra chair. I hope that as Christian parents, grandparents, and teachers, we will show our children how to include others and be kind to those who may feel left out. May we understand and model that our words matter so deeply that they can have a lasting impact on others for years to come. As Betty learned, you've yet to meet a person that Jesus doesn't love, so let's help spread His kindness while He watches from above. I bet we've all had a time when we had our feelings hurt by someone else. Some of us may still be hurting, and I pray the Lord helps us forgive and move forward with peace, that He has better plans and better friends waiting for us. I'm laughing as I also pray that they don't message you on Facebook tonight just to test your forgiveness. We have the chance every day to spread kindness like confetti just like Betty. We can do that in our communities, in our homes, in our churches, and in our schools. Whether it's in the lunchroom or the boardroom, God can use our kind hearts to bless all of those around us. Our friendship can be an answer to someone's prayer just when they need it the most. Is there someone God has laid on your heart that could use some extra kindness? How can you sprinkle some confetti their way today? Kindness is like confetti. There's always lots to spare. When we love like Jesus does, we spread it everywhere. Spreading Kindness Like Betty Confetti, the second book in the popular Betty Confetti Inspirational Children's Storybook Series by author and artist Megan Taylor, illustrates the importance of being kind to everyone, everywhere. Perfect for little one in your life, this sweet book helps teach about kindness in an adorable and accessible way. When Betty sees a new girl at school, she tries her hardest to offer a warm welcome, but so many obstacles get in Betty's way. Notes get passed to the wrong people, lunchroom invitations get mixed up, but in the end, Betty's kind heart wins the day when she shares kindness with others. We are thrilled to give away 5 copies of Spreading Kindness Like Betty Confetti. Just leave a comment on today's article by Megan about a time when you've experienced kindness. And tune into the Encourage podcast this weekend for a bonus episode as Megan Taylor and Becky Keith have a conversation about spreading kindness like Betty Confetti. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
The fall issue of Day Spring's Everyday Faith magazine is out on newsstands. Pick up a copy today on dayspring.com or at your local grocery store, Sam's Club, Costco, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you buy magazines. The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.